Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane, Washington on this fine Tuesday morning. But it's not just any Tuesday morning. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. You all know what day it is. It's Trump Tuesday.
Trump Tuesday. That's right. We got a great audio clip we're going to play during the break.
Yes.
This leftist woke, was she ABC, NBC, whatever she is.
Leslie Stahl. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
She tries to interview Trump, and he just finally, after about, I don't know, a minute of it, he says, we're done with this interview, and walks right out.
Yep. It didn't take him long to put her where she belonged, because, boy, after watching her tear into Marjorie Taylor Greene like she had some kind of upper hand,
right,
against her, who Marjorie Taylor Greene, a congressman who stands on behalf of 80 million Americans, she is saying what everybody wishes all of Congress would say, and there is smug Leslie Stahl acting like,
right,
oh, you just don't know anything.
Why do you call it the pedophile party?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
she just
blatantly says, oh, no, they're not.
That's blanket of delusion that's covering the world right now.
Or full-on knowing deception. I would have to say that anybody in the mass media, they knowingly are deceiving the public.
Yeah, absolutely, because it, you can tell that it's a concerted effort. I mean, they're working together, all using,
yes,
the same scripts.
Yep.
There's blatant cases of pedophilia, they just, it's like, totally deny it to the rest of the world.
Right, though there's proof. And I mean, that's the kind of insanity that happens with sociopathic liars,
right?
Right? They know they're lying and they love the lie that they're telling.
Yes.
And even though you hold the evidence right in front of their eyes, they'll deny it right to your face.
Right.
You're looking at the evidence going, this is here. I can see you on this video doing this.
Then
they will just blatantly go, oh, no, that's not true.
Right. They'll act like victims because you're trying to persuade them with your conspiracy theories. Yes.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah. You know what else is mind-boggling? This Jay Inslee just ordered 3 years' supply of this abortion medication.
Right.
Right? Through their Department of Corrections pharmacy license, to be able to sell to pharmacies throughout Washington State. So they want to make sure they have a 3-year supply.
So they're trying to make money off of it,
right,
too.
And then, yeah.
Can the government be a retail? That is my question. How illegal is that?
Right.
Communists
love capitalism when they're using taxpayers' dollars for investing in, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, that is. Yes, all other cases, they hate capitalism and it makes no sense, right?
Right. In Washington State, also, they passed another hurdle on this assault weapons ban. So they're saying, you know, it has to go through one more step. I'm not sure what it is. But so far, it's passed 2 of the 3 necessary steps. And at this point, they're not saying you can't own one. There'll just be no more transferring or selling of them. You'll still be able to possess it.
Right.
But, you know, they're the incrementalism. But,
well, check this out. On the exact opposite corner of the United States from Washington State, they've got the right thing going on. So excited about this news. I cheered when I read it. Listen to this. In Florida, on April 3rd, 2023, House Bill 543 was signed into law. This bill eliminates the requirement that an individual obtain a permit to carry a concealed firearm in Florida.
Good for them.
Beginning July 1st, 2023, permitless concealed carry for lawfully owned weapons will become legal. Can I just say, 3 cheers for that, because that is exactly how it should be in every single state. You know why? Because the Second Amendment says shall not be infringed.
Bingo.
That means every single one of us have the constitutional right to carry a concealed weapon.
The God-given right.
Without any kind of permit, without any kind of obstruction. And so Florida is just backing that up, and I can't cheer them on enough.
That's exciting.
I'm so stoked about that.
That's awesome, because you're right. This the polar opposite attitudes toward lawful citizens being able to defend themselves, because we know that the more laws they pass to restrict firearms ownership, the more violent crime there are in those areas.
Absolutely.
Look at all these Democrat cesspools, these cities, which, by the way, Russia and China have, you know, the grid coordinates for, are the bane of our society. And where they have the most stringent firearms laws, they have the highest firearms crime.
Yes.
Where it's not even legal to own one. But back to, we're just coming off of Passover or Passover and Resurrection weekend. And, but listen, speaking of Jay Inslee, I'm almost done. Then we'll get into the word of the day, because we really need to get into the word of the day. Anti-Christian Jay Inslee, and I'll say that because all of his policies completely fly in the face of Christian principles.
Right.
But this is what he had to say for Easter. Hopping into Easter Sunday with joy and laughter, Trudy and I wish everyone a hoppy and egg-citing Easter. Happy Easter. That was his message for Easter. But for Ramadan, though, which is going on now, he had this to say. In observation of Ramadan, we extend our warmest wishes to our Muslim friends and neighbors. May your fasting and prayers bring peace, happiness, and prosperity. Ramadan Mubarak. So, Mr. Respectful of your religion, you know, and honoring this respectful, highlighting the reverence and appreciation for Muslims, but
who just illegally purchased a whole bunch of abortion pills.
Right, which Muslims are definitely not into.
Right.
But for the Christians, hey, hopping into Easter, have an egg-citing Easter. You know, it's kind of a slap, really.
Oh, of course. It always is, yes.
Yeah. But anyway, well, I'll tell you what, let's get into the word of the day.
Yes,
and,
let's do.
Find what this really is about, getting grounded.
Okay, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, which read under the title, "Believers are salt and light. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." And that's it.
No, nice.
Absolutely. That is exactly what all of us that are his children need to keep in mind. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And why is that? It's because, well, like the Bible notes here say, it says, the Beatitudes describe the essential character of kingdom citizens, and the metaphors of salt and light indicate the citizens' influence for good as they penetrate secular society.
Yes.
This is exactly why John the Baptist was out there in the face of the politicians and you know, kings of the area who were acting immorally.
Right.
He was out there saying, calling them to repentance.
Right.
And granted, that got his head cut clean off, but he was doing exactly what he was supposed to. And Jesus even cited his boldness and correct courage for doing so. And so, when it says that, you know, you're a light and a lamp, you don't put yourself under a basket, right?
That's
and that
right.
means that you are out there in secular society being an influence for good. And so who else is going to do that if it's not us?
That's right.
And how else do you affect society if not through your elections, through government,
yes,
through calling the people in elected offices to do their job in a just manner?
Well, that exactly ties into the scripture that we talked about yesterday.
Right.
Calling judges to just fairly and without having a bias, you know.
Right, or, and not taking bribes.
Right, and not taking bribes and doing it justly. And, you know, this is really important right now because as Christians influencing our culture, there's so much confusion right now, even under the banner of Christianity. This
oh,
is
yeah.
why the Word of God is so solid, and we go to it every day.
Yep.
You know, because they said in these times, in these end times, there will be false Christs.
Yep.
And you know, now we're seeing in some of these churches a pastor with the rainbow thing wrapped around his neck giving a speech about how, you know, Jesus would have embraced transgenders. You know,
yeah, right.
This kind of stuff. So what they're doing is they're creating false Christs.
Yep.
Here's Christ. Here's the Messiah. He loves homosexuals and transgenders and all this stuff. And he loves those people, but he does not love their sin at all.
That's right. And he doesn't approve of it.
He does not approve of it. And so anybody who's teaching a false gospel, a false Christ, they're presenting false Christs. You know, of those three Tennessee insurrectionists, legislators, you know, that were booted.
Right.
This one, Justin Pearson, leads a prayer to Mother God.
Oh.
Right. He wants to lead a prayer against injustice and praying to Mother God. So.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Right. And so while one part of our society is going completely secular, the ones that are, you know, trying to maintain a connection with spirituality are completely going off the rails. We're
right.
teaching false Christs, false the Mother God, and, you know, this kind of stuff.
Weird Gaia-linked
right.
stuff.
Yep. And so that type of influence really compels us to be in and stay in God's Word and have discernment from the Holy Spirit. So we're not led astray. And, of course, most traditional Christian American people are not. They're not led astray by any of this.
Right.
They're leading astray the lost, people that are looking for answers. And so, yeah, what a time to live in. And what a solid word that is. Would you mind even reading that again?
Well, sure.
Because
yeah.
it's not
I mean,
that long.
Exactly. And it does it. It pertains to all of us out there in every aspect. Like it says, reaching towards secular society for the good.
Right.
And so it says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven."
Awesome.
Absolutely.
That's just so encouraging. And yep. what scripture was that again?
That was Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, and praise God for those.
Yes, 13 through 16. All right, got it. Well, we'll go ahead and take a break now and come back on the other side. We've got several things lined up here in this segment here during the break with Trump just finally saying, "I've had enough. We're done with this interview, and I'm out of here." Like
That's
a
right.
boss.
Yep.
All right, you guys stick around. This segment was brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a ministry or a business or a website for any reason, you need to have that hosted someplace. You're not going to have to worry about getting canceled because you're too conservative or what have you. And they're a Christian patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt. Good, reasonable rates, and they take care of hundreds of websites. They'd be happy to take care of you. Check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt with more right after this. Stay there, Patriots.
The Son of Man. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
Are you ready for some tough questions?
You don't ask Biden tough questions. I wish you would interview Joe Biden like you interview me. I watch him walk out of a store, and he's walking with an ice cream. And the question the media asks him, what kind of ice cream, what flavor ice cream do you have? He's in the midst of a scandal.
It's not.
And he's taking...
He's
of course
not.
He is,
no.
Leslie.
Come on.
Of course he is. It's the biggest, second biggest scandal.
So,
the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign.
There's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place.
We can't things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
it's been totally
that.
Verified.
No.
Just go down and get the papers. Excuse me, Leslie, you started with me. Your first statement was, are you ready for tough questions?
Are you?
That's no way to talk. It's no way to talk. I think we have enough of an interview here, Hope.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Lady Liberty, segment two here. Bunch of stuff to hit.
Boy, don't we ever. And everyone, welcome back to Trump Tuesday. Now, real quickly, before we jump into all of the interesting things going on with Trump, we've got some extremely important news here. It says the Chinese military is ready to fight after drills near Taiwan. It says here that China's military has declared it is ready to fight after completing 3 days of large-scale combat exercises around Taiwan that simulated sealing off the island in response to the Taiwanese president's trip to the United States last week. It says the combat readiness patrols, named Joint Sword, were meant as a warning to self-governing Taiwan, which China claims as its own, China's military said earlier.
Yep.
And so these guys are not kidding around. And with Lindsey Graham out there going, yay, another war, let's get going over there and, you know, get the North Koreans and the Chinese all up in a uproar, just like we were able to do with Ukraine and Russia. You know
at some point, people like that, how are you expecting to cash in on that when we go full-blown nuclear war?
Exactly.
Because that's the only way this is going to end with Russia, China, and the United States.
Yep.
We have superiority in so many different areas. They're going to have to use nuclear weapons or lose.
Yep.
And neither of them are of the mindset of losing. They're just not an option.
That's right.
So what they just did with Taiwan was a snap drill. I mean, this was like usually they announce these. We were holding a military drill next week and stay out of our way. This was just boom, they were there and full deployment. And they just released a video. It's, of course, it's a propaganda video of showing them attacking Taiwan and all the different directions and angles and ways that they would do that. But I mean, it shows overwhelming shock and awe first strike, and they're not going to give warning. And they're getting closer and closer to this happening.
That's right.
The concerning part is what they plan to do with the United States to make sure that we don't get involved. You know, what's going to happen to neutralize us.
Right.
And, that's why we are self-reliant and, off-grid power and emergency radio communications and everything else that we can do so we can, be aware of what's happening. But I can't see that moving forward, them moving forward without dealing with some type of crippling blow to the United States, even if it's just severing internet cables on the floor and jamming radar and taking out satellites. I don't know.
Right. I totally agree. And especially with North Korea being their full-on partner, just they've got their finger just shaking over the red button right now.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Oh gosh, please just let me push that button. And so is this really the right thing to be doing right now? I'd have to say not. And this is where election fraud has consequences.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is it right here. And Brunson Brothers nailed it big time. There should have been election fraud investigation that happened. And because it didn't, this is what happens.
And
now we're looking at the cusp of nuclear war coming over the horizon.
Right.
And so this never would have happened with Trump in office.
Nope, it would not have.
So speaking of Trump, we've got some fantastic news here. It says, in an interview on Just the News, No Noise Jesse Banal, an attorney for Trump, said there may be a motion to dismiss the Manhattan District Attorney's case against the 45th president. Banal stated, I think you're going to see a motion to dismiss. There's a lot of fodder for a motion to dismiss, specifically statute of limitations.
Yep.
And so fantastic there. But even better than that, they're both great. But House Republicans have set a hearing on the Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's pro-crime policies.
Oh, yes.
And so they are getting ready. It says here, the House Judiciary Committee announced on April 10th, it will hold a field hearing in New York City on April 17th to discuss Manhattan District Alvin Attorney Bragg just weeks after the unprecedented indictment and arraignment of former President Donald Trump in Bragg's district. And the hearing is titled Victims of Violent Crime in Manhattan. And so he's going to be coming under fire big time from the conservatives, from the GOP. And they're accusing him of being soft on crime.
Yep.
And they're going to examine how that DA is pro-crime, anti-victim policies have led to an increase in violent crime and dangerous community for New York City residents.
It is. It's out of control.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so he better get ready himself. Now, this is the turning that we all prayed for from the Lord, that everything coming at Trump would go back to the people that it came from.
Absolutely.
And speaking of coming right back to the people that it came from, we've got this fantastic clip of Nancy Pelosi having to take it from a whole bunch of people in the audience in Manhattan on her horrific past. Go ahead and listen now as they blast her just about out of the room.
And this was organized too.
Oh, yes.
So well done. She did not get her little town hall presentation done. It was just like these guys were like clockwork. As soon as one was ushered out, the next one jumped up
and started and
Yeah, it was like they cycled through them all.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, Pelosi, that's a very good place for you in the depths of because for some reason.
Woman, I came to see a warmonger, but you're a sad old drunk.
Get out.
What happened?
Get out.
When you went to Taiwan, were you looking for Ukraine? Did we blow up the Nord Stream on accident or on purpose? Did you know about that? Aren't you supposed to be part of the indictment tomorrow? You're a war criminal by definition, Ms. Pelosi. You got some nerve. Is that why you're here in Manhattan? Is that why you're here? Because you're getting indicted tomorrow, you war criminal? How many people have died in your name? How many people have died because of Iraq? All of you forgot about Iraq?
Get out of here!
Iran, Libya, Syria.
God's name was always never.
And then you land your plane in Taiwan. We want a war with China at the same time. We want to all have nuclear bombs dropped on our heads. We live in Manhattan.
I have to ask you to leave. Thank you.
And I cut some of that out. Some of the, they sent where they were starting to sound like sheep. All the New Yorkers, that,
right.
You know, they got their little beaks open and sticking up in the air because they love all the commie stuff and they hate any conservative values. But this was very well planned. And one thing that happened, or one thing that didn't happen, Pelosi didn't get to spew her
lies.
Yeah, exactly.
And her filth and her ongoing hand gestures, right, that are just outlandish. Can I I just have to say, after watching her stand up and tear up that speech behind Trump in front of the whole nation, I think she deserves this kind of treatment the whole rest of her life.
Yep, everywhere she goes.
Yep. And what the one guy said was especially great when he said, "When you went to Taiwan, were you looking for Ukraine?" It's exactly true. They're warmongers. These people are warmongers because that is how they are going to achieve their goal of depopulation.
They're deep state Bolsheviks. Yep. There's no other way around it. And, you know, and these people were booing and shouting down the people that were shouting out. But what they didn't, they unwittingly helped with disrupting that, because
exactly,
they kept the booing going and they themselves were disrupting everything, right?
Yep.
They actually made it worse.
And by the way, they were all in the video clip. All of them were still wearing masks, I'll have
right,
you know.
Yes. All your typical, like, baby boomer.
Virtue signalers.
Former hippie virtue signalers. And,
yep,
you know, but... I don't know. I enjoyed seeing that, and I enjoyed seeing people that were, you know, had an organized approach to it. That's the kind of
exactly
stuff the left does. And this is the kind of stuff where you got to get down in the gutter and do some of the stuff that the left does if you want to effectively shut these people's voices down.
Well, and nobody deserves it more than her. And
right,
and so it's a, you know, I agree. I totally agree. It should have been done, and I'm glad to see it.
Yep. There you go. Well, we're out of time. We got plenty more, and we're going to pick up tomorrow right where we left off. So you guys have a safe and a blessed commute and a great rest of the day. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.